Welcome back to In Focus on News Radio KMAN. You know, I was just thinking here during the break with the NFL draft happening last week. They always talk about the person who's selected last in the NFL draft. They call him Mr. Irrelevant. Well, the person we talked to last in every month on In Focus, at least for the better part of 2020 here, has been Ben Jedlicka. So he's with the Kansas Department of Wildlife, Parks, and Tourism. I guess we could call him Mr. Irrelevant. Would that be fair to say, Mr. Jedlicka?
Well, there's a goal to stay relevant. But I guess if you're in the draft, you have no choice.
Well, we always appreciate you coming on here and kind of updating us on things going on outdoors. I know there's a lot of good fishing going on right now.
There is, and I really appreciate you having me on. Right now, crappie season or crappie spawn is on, and there's several more weeks of the greatest crappie fishing of the year, and it can be had close to the bank. By the way, the lake is stable, which is great for crappie fishing, and it seems that it may remain so for, well, maybe for the next week or so. It's hard to tell. It depends on what other reservoirs are releasing or are allowed to release. But right now, and for the last week at least, the lake level is stable at about 8 feet high. Now, 8 feet high closes some loads, not too many, and it closes some boat ramps or makes them inaccessible. But the crappie fishing is great. As long as the lake level's stable, the crappie fishing is really good.
Where are some of your favorite places for some of that crappie fishing to take place?
Earlier, and we're getting toward the middle, but earlier, the water warms up in both Milford and Tuttle Creek in the north end, farther up the lake. And as the water warms, moving south, the crappie fishing picks up moving south. But the favorite places are really any little cove. The open water's good for other things, but back in those coves where the water is somewhat protected from the big waves, the crappie are right up close to the bank, and the water clarity is really good. The conditions just couldn't be much better.
Very good. Well, I've been really tempted here during the pandemic here to get my fishing license. And I think I may do that here as soon as I get some details from you. But I have a 9-year-old daughter, and she's been interested in fishing. And so we've been thinking about doing that. And I think it's about time for us to pull the trigger. How do you go about getting a license?
Well, a license is available 24/7 online. And of course, Walmart and other stores have licenses. A lot of convenience stores will sell you licenses. Dillon's sells licenses. There are some areas that you would also need a park permit, and you can get that when you renew your tags at a reduced price. It's $15 when you renew your tag, and I believe it's $25 if you buy it over the counter. And by the way, a license, I'm not sure they know that when you buy a license, it's $25 plus a service fee. A small service fee. But if you buy 4 years, you get the fifth year free. In other words, for $102 plus change, you may buy a license that lasts 5 years. So that's, and the licenses in the old days used to expire on that last day of the year. And every license that's sold now goes for 365 days. So there's a great deal more value in the fact that it lasts 300. Everybody that buys a license gets 365 days of use.
Yeah, well, that's a much better deal than, let's say, having it end on December 31st. At this point, you'd only be buying it for 2/3 of the year. So
yeah. That's right.
Well, and
the opportunity to get outside, I think everybody's hoping to find things outside. There are bike trails up near Randolph. The fishing's good up near Randolph. The west side of the lake is somewhat more accessible. There's more roads that intersect with the lake in order to fish. You were asking about places, and that's the west side of the lake has more roadways to access the lake. But there's bike trails up there. By the way, I know that these are irrelevant for you, but there are some people that enjoy mushroom hunting. And mushroom hunting is on, same time crappie season's on, same time turkey season's on. And so that opportunity is out there too. And you can do that with social distancing.
This is true. Yes, you can. Well, and these are great family activities if you're looking for an opportunity to, you know, because there's limitations on things you can do right now, but this is one thing you can do and get out and really kind of reconnect with your family.
Well, we're very fortunate. Listening to the national news, there are states that have closed state parks or have closed park areas, recreation areas, trails, and we're very lucky that ours have remained open. Now, the Corps of Engineers areas are not in service, and of course, last year's flooding, some of that is not due to the situation that we have. It's due to last year's flooding. So, and the offices are closed, by the way, too. Now, all of them during business hours are taking phone calls, and if you have more questions, such as accessing the lake for fishing, the best way to do it is over the phone, and the maps are online. There are maps of the lake online.
Very good. Well, you mentioned spring turkey season. That is underway. It looks like through May 31st. What are some things people need to know?
Well, I guess, you know, we're kind of local, but the again, in our national situation, we are not selling licenses or turkey permits to out of state, which is a pretty big deal, and that's going to affect things in the future. The season in this area, you may buy a turkey permit, and in the past, you were able to buy a second opportunity to take a second bird, and that is no longer available here. You may only buy a permit to take one bird, and that is new. So you may buy a second opportunity, but it's not valid unless you go basically west of Salina. And along I-70, west of Salina, that area, you may take a second bird. You may purchase a permit to get a second bird, but you may not utilize it here.
Okay. Well, as far as camping up there at the parks, I see that there are a few campers. I drove by, I think it was Tuttle State Park the other day, and I saw a few. What about the cabins? Are they going to be open this summer?
I think so. I'm sorry, I don't know so, but I don't see any reason the cabins aren't open. And they've been going. I hope I'm right on that. I'm sorry, I don't have that. That's a state park question that I touched base with them, and I didn't ask that question. But the camping areas are open. The facilities, showers, and restrooms are open on the state park or on the state, on the state park facilities.
Okay. Very good. Well, what about repairs to roads, boat ramps, and other items due to last
year? Yeah, there is a repair that's mostly going to take place during weekdays, and it's off in the distance, probably by the 4th of July, and I wasn't, it's not coming right up, but they're going to try to do that mostly during the weekday, and that will be during before 4th of July, and it's at the Spillway Marina, or Spillway Marina area of the state park, which would be north of the dam, on the east side.
On the east side, okay. Very good. Sorry, go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. You go ahead.
Okay. Well, I was just going to say, is there anything else as far as outdoors activities?
Well, I'll remind people there are places that alcohol is not permitted, and that would be Pillsbury Crossing and Pottawatomie State Lake Number 2, that alcohol is not allowed there. There is some camping at Pottawatomie State Lake Number 2, and that would be Well, North 24 Highway and, oh goodness, Green Valley Road. Green Valley Road would take you up to Pottawatomie State Lake number 2. Pillsbury Crossing has gotten crowded, and we must remind everyone about social distancing. We don't want to have to do any more. We're relying on the public's good judgment to make good decisions on that area, but it does get crowded.
Ben, do you have any updates on the construction of the tubes, and is fishing allowed anywhere near there?
Well, there is a barrier. You may fish, and this would be the outlet area on the west side of the river. Fishing's been good there, and as you go along the river, along the riprap, which is pretty rugged area on the west side, there is a sign that doesn't permit boats or fishing closer to the outlet. So, you know, it's a matter of keeping the public and the construction separate. We have encountered some people that are taking liberties and going too far, too close to the construction area and to the outlet. But it is obviously posted, and there is fishing real close to the highway there.
Okay. Well, Ben, we're about out of time here. We got about 30 seconds left. Anything else you wanted to say before we let you go?
Boating's coming up. The boating conditions are a lot better. I remind people they need a life jacket to stay relevant. Stay on the top side of the water. A life jacket is required for each person on board.
All right, Ben. Hey, appreciate the time, and we'll talk to you again next month. Thank you so much.
Let's do it. And thank you again, Brandon. I appreciate being on News Radio 1350.